You know, I really wish I weren't such a wuss when it comes to going to the dentist. I really do. But I am. I'm a complete and total pansy when it comes to going to the dentist. I hate it.
You're gonna hate me. I never have to go.
Well,
I go twice a year to get my teeth cleaned. I've never had a cavity in my entire life.
Yeah?
Ever.
So you, what do you,
I have magic saliva.
Oh, God. Don't even give me, please don't give me those kind of joke opportunities. Wow. I had some cavities when I was a kid. And the only thing I've had to do now is those fillings that were, you know, back then I've had to have them redone because they're ancient. Apparently, you're not supposed to fill cavities with lead.
Yeah, they probably have some deadly substance that has been slowly eating away your jaw.
It was silver, you know, and so I go for porcelain now.
With the price of silver, dig them out, man. Go down to the pawn shop.
Back off. But here's what's really funny. It's a long time ago, I was eating, and I broke a tooth. And I went into the dentist, and I said, hey, you know, I got to get this tooth fixed. He goes, oh, yeah, sure. Let's do a full mouth x-ray and take a look at what else we can gouge you for. I mean, what else we can fix. And it appears that I had a filling on the other side that was very old and unbeknownst to me had cracked and had begun decaying underneath the tooth. And so he said, listen, he says, the tooth that's broken, he said, it's not causing any pain. It's, you know, kind of uncomfortable. He said, but it's not causing any pain. He said, this cavity over here, this is the one you need to pay attention to. This is going to be a real issue soon if you don't get it fixed. And I looked at the x-ray, and it's like, well, yeah, it does kind of look like that's bad. So I went ahead and let him do this one over here, which was, again, drilling it, putting a crown on it and all that stuff. Well, the next thing you know, I've gone through my dental insurance limit for the year, plus about $1,500. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I asked him, I said, this one over here, I said, will it wait until the insurance renews? He goes, yeah, probably. He said, you know, there's no guarantee. But he said, yeah. Yeah. I said, all right. So the insurance is renewed, and this was today's the appointment time. I got to go in and get – a year ago, I went in with a broken tooth. Now I'm going in to get that tooth fixed.
Well, don't tell me you're not going to be able to talk tomorrow morning.
Oh, no, I'll be fine. I'll be fine. It's just
– Heather,
Mama Phoebus
is a sliding up off of my skull.
Yeah. So I just
I got to go listen to that now. I'm going to have to go find that on YouTube. That's Bill Cosby's dentist routine. It's a classic.
But I don't know what it is, man. I don't want to go. I just don't want to do it. And we've had this discussion before. The dentist that I go to, he's a very nice guy. There's been no discomfort.
Suck it up, will you?
I know. Listen, I'm putting myself out there. I'm telling you, I understand. I'm a big wuss when it comes to this.
I'm in favor of delaying all dental work until you are screaming in pain.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. Well, that's a good strategy, man. I like to
You'd
do that.
You'd be gumming your food at that point.
Well,
but
see, I take that strategy with internal organ problems. You know, I don't want to. No, let's see. I'm not urinating blood, so there's really no need to go to the doctor yet, is there? I haven't coughed up and dropped part of my brain out of my nasal cavity. I'm fine. Anyway, so and here's the routine. I'm going to go. They'll put me in the chair. I put my music on, okay?
So you can't hear the drill.
So I can't hear the freaking drill. They put the nitrous on me because I asked for gas.
All right.
Yeah.
When I had my wisdom teeth out, it's the only dental procedure I've ever had done. I had all three.
Yeah,
I had Novocaine, I had gas, and I had intravenous. Yeah, I had all of them.
I had when I had my wisdom teeth taken out. If I remember correctly, the mix that they gave me in the IV was Darvon and sodium pentothal. So I was
you were
feeling.
And you were telling the truth about everything.
Yeah,
was your wife in the room at the time?
No, I wasn't married at the time. And the extremely attractive dental hygienist that was there said I asked her to marry me.
What did she say?
She never said, but I didn't.
She says that comes up often when we're administering this to patients.
That's not the only. Anyway, but yeah.
As long as you didn't start grabbing, you know.
No. I don't. I'm not a handsy kind of guy until I'm awake. Then it's like, hey, baby. But
so
anyway.
Do we have to use the restraints?
Hey, I'm not paying extra for that. I'm just telling you right now. Anyway, so that's going to be my, that's it. I'm just going to be bummed about that today. I got to do this stupid dental thing, and I don't want to, and I'm going to be whining about it. So just put up with it, okay? Just put up with it. So there.
We're so glad that you are with us. Our show is quite ridiculous. When your day is just beginning, somehow we keep you grinning. Look, what you We're trying hard to be less sucky. Have you heard now? We're less sucky. We're here for you when things are sucky. The other guys are way more sucky.
Wisconsin Morning News now. The Jerry Bader Show at 9 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.